that? A little nuts and bolts training? Just kind of do it the way. Oh. Okay, is it taped? Oh, Lydia's already got me taped. Okay, so today we're talking about shifting your fixed mindset to growth mindset. So let's jump in. We got 40 minutes, and I've got, I think I have outlined 11 points here. So let's do it. Why is fixed a bad place to be? Because fixed mindset means you're stuck. You don't want to be stuck. I know a lot of people look at me and they go, Mary Jo, you're 65 years old, blah, blah, blah. You got more degrees than a thermometer. You've been successful off the charts in your life. What do you do? And I go, I am green and growing. I read books all the time, 2 to 3 a month. I spend time in webinars, in, you know, learning from others, sitting at the feet of other people, because you know what? As long as I breathe, I want to grow. Now, that's a decision we make as people. And to me, the difference between me and anyone else on the planet and in the world is like, you know, how much knowledge did I gain that I can then give to other people? That's my whole goal. It's not, I don't want to be some guru up there. I don't have to be acknowledged and put on Mount Rushmore. I don't care about any of that. Zippo recognition. One thing, the more I have, the more I have to give. So if giving to people is important to you, oh my gosh, get into that concept of, wow, I can give a lot more if I know a lot more. So I'm going to continue to educate myself till the day I die. Just my approach to life. So number one, let's look at our proven strategies to be in that growth mindset. Because your mind doesn't stop growing. You choose to stop. You choose fixed versus growth. Get it? Subconsciously, many times we don't do this consciously, but we do it. So growth mindset. Number one, view challenges we face every day as opportunities. You know, the minute a roadblock comes up against many of us, we start going, oh, no, that's not going to work. Oh, this is why MLM or network marketing doesn't work. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my gosh. It works like a charm. There are headaches in every business. No matter what endeavor you choose, you're going to come up with against a wall. So what do? We see a wall, like Mary Jo does, and I go, wow, how do I climb this? How do I scale this? How do I get around it? How do I make a difference? How do I change this? How do I need to shift to make this happen? If I can't explode the wall, I figure out how to get around it, right? It's just using your brain, tapping into your brain. And if you can't figure it out, guess who you can tap into? All the people that you've surrounded yourself, because you got millions of great people around you, especially if you're involved with Manatech, right? Just go out and get some help. There's nothing negative about asking for help. Wow. I do it all the time. It's not an ego thing. I mean, for some of you it is. It's like, oh, I don't want to look bad, or oh, what will people think of me if I ask for help? They'll think I'm stupid. I go, oh, geez. Well, then let me tell you how stupid I am, because I ask for help all the time. So what you do is reach out. You want to challenge yourself and look at the opportunities. You know, every single time we face opportunities. And what does it look like for us reaching a new leadership level, building out? I just laid a challenge out for all of you to be an Achievers. You got 12 days left to make it an Achievers Club. Just make it a goal. Just go, I'm going to do it no matter what. Whatever it takes, I'm going to make it happen. And I guarantee you'll do it. I know human nature. But I also know how your mind works, and you're going to say, oh, Mary Jo, that sounds great, and then by the time you get off this phone call, you might have talked yourself out of it. That's the only one the only one thing is stopping you from being in the Achievers Club. And you know what that is? It's you. It's you. It's not the person who said no to you. It's not this. It's not that Manatech. It's you. Y-O-U. Okay, reaching a new leadership level, building out team 2, team 4, and beyond, talking to that person intimidates you. This is all about, you know, opportunities. We have them all over the place. And in life, we're constantly finding that we're up against new challenges, right? You know, we run out of money before the end of the month. We lose a job. We get a job. We have a car crash. We get a speeding ticket. We have family issues that go on. I mean, this is called L-I-F-E. Anyone? Anyone living a different life than me that never has any problems come out of their life? Anyone? I'm not hearing anyone raise their hand. Of course, it's hard to hear you raise a hand. But the idea is that we all have these same things happen. And then people go, oh, but Mary Jo, I've had it worse than you, and blah, blah. And I go, wait a minute, my brother was shot and killed by his wife. I took in two children that had no parents left and raised them. Hello. My four-year-old grandson died in a swimming pool accident. Okay, hello. I mean, we can all talk about our bad stories, but I look at them as negative. There's a victory in everything. There is a victory. My grandson who died, you go, oh, how could you have a grandson who died in a swimming pool? How can there ever be a victory? Four children are alive today because of my grandson. Because of his organs, we were able to donate and fly across the country. There are four kids living today. That's kind of a victory. You get it? It's just how you look. It's taking the crystal and turning the crystal. Turning a crystal. And you go, well, how about your brother getting shot and killed by his wife? How could that be a victory? I had a phenomenal opportunity of raising two children at a time where their life could have gone so south. And these two kids are unbelievably kids today. In fact, one of them has produced two great nephews for me. Oh, my gosh. They're doing phenomenal. I had an incredible opportunity to make a difference in their lives, and they made a difference in mine. Get it? It's how you look at it, right? So we are constantly up against challenges. Guess what? Psh, overcome. Look for different ways to grow and challenge yourself. I love that. And you know Mary Jo's, that's right up her ilk. She loves reading tons of books. The more we're challenged, the more we learn how to overcome, the more opportunities we are presented with. Make challenges be like breathing air, right? View it as exciting and life-generating. Yeah, and we know that people respond differently. You know, people look at things. I talked about it earlier. Like I said, you'll go out and somebody has a car wreck. Two different people have a car wreck. One jumps out of the car and starts screaming at everybody and yelling and it's your fault and all upset and just crazy. And the other person is coming over and going, hey, is everybody okay? They were just in the car wreck. This is the Mary Jo response. Wow. First and foremost, is everybody okay? I pile out. I figure that out. I might be bleeding from the forehead. I remember one I was in that somebody, and I was bleeding. I had blood dripping down, and I was asking everybody, making sure everybody was okay. And finally, they put me on a stretcher to take me away because I had blood all over me. Notice where the focus was. Not on me, on everybody else. We can do that. You know, when we put a focus on us, then we get all caught up in our stuff. So, yeah. So just jump in and, you know, look at challenges. Challenges are like breathing air. Life is exciting. I have a new opportunity. So do that. Number two, does everybody get that? Number two, prioritize learning over seeking approval. Your value in life isn't based on anyone else's approval. Focus on your own growth, bettering you, notwithstanding what anything anyone else thinks. So don't let other opinions, people's opinions, rob from you. I love it. When people give me an opinion, they go, Mary Jo, this is blah, blah, blah. And I go, thank you for your feedback. And I chew on it. I don't get defensive. I love it when I get feedback from people because feedback allows me to be better. But I first want to evaluate the feedback, you see, because everybody comes from different foundational belief systems and well, how things the world should be or could be or would have been or they just don't like you because there's a personality difference. There are 101 things that could be behind that feedback, but it's for me to chew on it to say, well, do I agree or disagree? Is there something of value in here for me to learn from? Wow, I wish I had that attitude when I was 5 years old, but, you know, I wasn't quite that level of thinking back then. I can't imagine where I'd be today if I would have had that thinking back at 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 16, 18, 20 years old. But in a lot of those years, I couldn't get out of my own way. It doesn't make me a bad person. It just means I put off my learning cycle, my true learning cycle. So again, people can have lots of opinions out there. Some of them are valid, some are not. But look for what the value is in it, not judging them. We get so caught up in what other people think of us. Whoa. Yeah? get clear what other people think of you is none of your business. I love it. I've already trained and taught on this book, Terry Cole Whitaker's book, What You Think of Me Is None of My Business. I remember when the first person told me about this book, they said, oh, Mary Jo, you got to read this book. It's really a cool book. And I said, what is it? What other people think of me is none of my business. And I was in the midst of growing my Manatech business. This is 20 years ago, approximately. So here I am trying to grow my Manatech business, and somebody's telling me what other people think of me is none of my business. And I go, it's all of my business. If people don't like me, what? People buy from those they like, know, like, and feel secure around, right? And I'm going, what do you mean? It doesn't matter what people think of me. Try being in the sales arena in life and marketing and say what other people think of me is none of my business. But that's not what this book tells us. It's not telling us that to be a great marketing, you want to be able to open yourselves up to having people like you. So maybe it takes a shift in me and my behavior a little bit so I allow people to see a vulnerable side of me instead of my knowledge bank, which I used to spew all over everybody and drown them. Some of you are still doing that. It's, you know, when you get into talking to somebody, make sure your number one core value in that conversation is, I want them to like me. I want to find out about them. And what's the number one way to get people to like you? Ask questions about them. People's favorite topic is themselves. Wow. And be interested. I mean, truly interested. Pay attention. Be responsive. Ask more questions. And be engaged about them, their favorite topic. Right? Great. So anyway, so back to the bottom line. If they don't like me, that's fine. Are there going to be people in this world that don't like me? Oh, my goodness. They pop up all the time. There are a lot of reasons for it. But all I do is evaluate, is there a reason for me to shift or change, or is it a reason because of jealousy, or they don't like outgoing people, or they don't like people who smile, or what? How can she be happy when the coronavirus is all around us? I mean, you know, people think really crazy. So am I going to say, oh, good, I better be sad because I should be sad when the coronavirus is around, right? Really? The number one thing I want to do is bring joy in this world at a time when people are sad. They don't know what their future brings, and we have answers. We got the greatest gig out there, and you know what? I want to let them know the possibilities. So stay out of that terrible mind trap about what other people think of me. It's not about that. Get really crystal clear on who you are and be the best of you. Right? Others don't give you value. You choose to be valuable. Number three, focus on the process instead of the end result. Absolutely. We just talked a little bit. I just gave you a couple of hints on how I approach people, and you guys love some of the languaging, maybe, whatever. Right? I don't focus on I just love on people, and I just tell them the honest, bloody, honest truth. And whatever they choose, they choose. I don't have to worry. All I know is one thing. When I walk away from somebody after I've talked to them about Manatech in any way, shape, or form, I know I've given them a huge opportunity. And I am content. If they say yes, if they say no, I am content because I've done my job. Not everybody's going to say yes. So if I let the end result be the one that determines my emotional state, I'm in really big trouble. You better. I don't know. I'm gonna put that crazy giant roller coaster to shame at the amusement park if the end result is what controls my emotions. So stop it. Go out there, fall in love with the process. Fall in love with the process. And you know, I believe that one of the most exciting aspects of being involved with Manatech is the ability to impact people's lives with life-changing products and friendships and relationships that last forever. I mean, you know, I've known Mary Erb for 20-plus years. I've known some of the rest of you on this call for 20-plus years. You're friends of mine. I consider you in my sphere of influence and my friends. That's invaluable to me. till end result, majority of you aren't even in my organization. That's great. I love that too. I love that you have other influences in your life, and I just happen to be one of them that you've chosen to listen to on Monday morning. But I love the process. Fall in love with challenges that come up, right? And we talk about Stephen Covey's book, you know, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, which I love. I adore that book. And sharpen the saw. Iron sharpens iron. What doesn't break you makes you stronger. Yay. You're still on this call, so if something hasn't broken you yet, so just see what's in it for me to be stronger. What did I learn from it? Number four, cultivate a sense of purpose. Keep the end goal in mind. Always look at the big picture. Have a larger purpose. If you're driving because you need to put money in the bank, that's not your bigger purpose. If what you're doing doesn't fit into some larger long-term goal, then reevaluate it and find more activities. What is your bigger purpose? A lot of you know my heart of contribution to make a difference in people's lives. That's my heart. Not only do I want to make a difference in people's lives from a health perspective, but from a monetary perspective. If Manatech didn't pay me a dime, I would still be doing what I'm doing. Because it fits my core value of contribution. I can use these products to go make a difference in people's lives. So cultivate a sense of purpose in your life. What's my purpose? And you don't have to have one, but you have a sense of what it is. What are you? What drives you? This is why I love to do, you know, I do that kind of core value analysis so you can uncover for yourself what are your core values so you know what that is, that rudder that you put in the water that's going to guide your boat no matter what else happens in the world. It's a sense of purpose. It's a sense of direction. A sense of what gives you the greatest joy in your life. For me, it's contribution. For you, it might be something else. Everybody's created differently. So cultivate that sense of purpose, and then you can overcome anything that comes your way. And you can figure out your goal setting and everything else that fit within that sense of purpose. Number five, choose learning well versus learning fast. You know, you jump in and everybody, oh, I want to make it to presidential director in 6 months or 12 months. Well, yeah, I got it. How's that working for you? It gets back to the same concept under number three about where we focus on the process instead of the end result. If you focus on the end result all the time, I guarantee one thing in your life, a great amount of depression. Why is that? Because we don't always hit the end result. We want to set goals, challenging goals, you know, SMART girls goals, right? Everybody understands SMART goals. You want to set SMART goals. I didn't meet my goals. In fact, at the beginning stage of Manatech, my first year, my upline told me that I should be presidential director after 12 months. That was after my first 6 months of total failure, by the way. I have to add that in there. And then once I got the gist of it and I got the hang of it and I started understanding it because I decided to come from beginner's mind instead of that I knew it all. Okay, I started to, some people don't care how much I know until they know how much I care. Getting that really crystal clear made a ton of difference for Mary Jo. So I went out there and she said, oh, in 1 year you're going to be presidential director. Great, so guess what I did? I went out there and I said, wow, I am going to make presidential 1 year. I'm going to get there. I'm going to do it right. And I learned really fast. I went out there and I said, this is it. I'm going to be there. And guess what happened to me when I didn't make it? I came about, I think I was something like maybe, I don't know, 10,000 a volume short maybe from presidential. And back then it was 60,000. And so I ended up 3 months later quitting Manatech. A lot of people don't know my story. How long did I walk away? Less than like 48 hours because I got a phone call from one of my leaders underneath me. And she said, what are you doing? It was a great conversation. Marlis Wickstrom. I'll never forget it. I was on my trip back home from Houston. And I talked to her about it, and she talked back. And I was like, back to my passion, my number one core value. What was it? It was about contribution. And I was abandoning somebody that was really important to me, and I wasn't going to do that. And I jumped right back in. So sense of purpose, choose learning versus fast learning. We're going to all make mistakes. We're going to all, I tripped up for 6 months. How long are you going to trip up? And a lot of people don't make it 6 months in network marketing if they can't make it happen in 6 months. I was horrific. I was terrible because I didn't get the core principle of people don't care how much you know. I was a head knowledge person, lawyer, all this background. I had all the intellectualism that you possibly could want, right? Spew that out. I could talk about science, glycobiology. I could have written a whole textbook for med school. Does that matter to the other person I'm talking to? No. So all of you who love all that science, it's fun to know, but for 99% of the people, it doesn't matter. Take a few key points and that's all you need to know, right? How exciting and dynamic it is, and that the world recognizes it. That's what's most important, not that you get it, right? All right, choose learning well versus learning fast, right? Mistakes and shall fall in love with being on the right track, not necessarily at the end. 6, making mistakes does not mean you're a failure. Wow, is that huge as well. I love fail forward. Did you ever hear that statement? Type that up and put it on your Facebook page, on your computer screen, on your wall, fail forward. If you don't get that, then I don't know. Every time I make a mistake, I just go one more thing I've just learned. I don't take a hammer out and beat myself up. So like Thomas Edison says, never get discouraged. If you fail, learn from it and keep trying. How many times did he have to recreate the light bulb before he finally accomplished it? I don't know, 600,000? I don't remember what the statistic is. But it's overwhelming, and most of us look at that and go, I don't think I would have had the patience to do that. But Thomas Edison did, and he created the light bulb. And everyone in the world will always know his name, Thomas Edison, right? He will not be forgotten. 7, learn from mistakes of others. This is crucial. Some of us learn from our own mistakes, but we fail to learn from others. So when you see something that didn't work for somebody, I do that a lot with Manatech because I look around and I say, what's working, what's not, and going out and sharing. How's the best way for me to share? Where do I want to put my time and effort? Do I really want to be, you know, putting 12 different things on my Facebook page every single week? And do I really want to do this? I have to decide for myself. So what I do is I go research and I find out how is it working for everybody else. And when I find out it doesn't have a very good ratio of success, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm going to choose something different. Right now I'm working on Facebook ads, and you know what? If it doesn't work out for me after the next 2 months, 60 days, I'll choose something else. I choose to learn from my own mistakes, but I also look at other people. Are they successful? I look at other people, what they're doing, and then make decisions for myself. I can learn from other people's mistakes, right? So open your eyes up to see what other people are doing. Listen. That also requires you to do what? Talk to your upline. Talk to your crossline. Be in a community of people around Manatech to find out what's working, what's not, so that you can truly be your best. 8, learn to receive constructive criticism. Fall in love with the feedback. We talked about this earlier. When somebody gives you feedback, do you just push it aside because it makes you feel bad? Come on. I love constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is what made me who I am today and will make me who I become tomorrow. Right? Otherwise, I'm somehow saying I'm the genius of the world and only what I think matters. And one of my favorite points about this, maybe you guys can write this down because it was a huge learning lesson for me. Because sometimes we go through life, especially for people that go and get a great level of education like I did, you know, we come out of it and we think we're kind of know-it-alls and we're out there and what we know is what we know, and that's our viewpoint of the world, right? But the problem with our viewpoint of the world is this. Where did you grow up? What was your family like? What kind of education did you have? Who were your parents? What was that influence in your life? Where did you choose to live? Where did you choose to, right? All these choices you made caused you to become the person you are. Is there anyone else on the planet who had exactly that background that you had? So does it not intrigue you at all that maybe you're not right about everything you think you're right about? In other words, meeting somebody from another country or another state who had came from a broken family, who had a totally different environmental background, is there not a lot to be learned in communicating with that person? Always. We are an aggregation of our experiences. And the beautiful thing about interacting with other people on this planet is our capacity to be an accumulation of hundreds of people's experiences instead of isolating all our judgments and all our decisions and all our belief system exclusively on our experiences. So fall in love with feedback. Fall in love with, you know, looking at what other people have to say and chewing on it. Just because we don't agree with it in the moment doesn't mean it doesn't have total validity. It's just we don't agree with it because it's inconsistent with who we are today. It's inconsistent with the belief system that we've put into ourselves because of the experiences we've had. So maybe we need to chew on it and say, wow, what can I learn from this? Wow. Right? I mean, how many of you go through, let's take for instance for me, over the weekend, I'll just give you an example. Some people go, oh, Mary Jo, you're so knowledgeable, you have all this, and I go, I was in a Bible study this weekend, and I'm reading this great Bible study, and I got involved in this one chapter, and it was like this phenomenal aha moment came to me. It was such a breakthrough. It was a total breakthrough for me. So I was stuck on what I believed before, but guess what happened? I just had this aha, phenomenal experience that gave me a whole new insight. In fact, I'm in the process of writing a book, and guess what? That changed a big chunk of my book. And I just was so bloody thankful I had that aha moment because it gave me a greater ability to impact more lives because of something I was missing. Cool, isn't it? Yeah. So we learn and grow from lots of sources. That happened to be a God moment for me. And whether you're Christian or not, that's your choice. But, you know, that's a momentous moment. So be willing to work in the areas that you think about, right? Teachable moments. I go out there. I teach myself all the time. Some people go, Mary Jo, you got great language about going out and sharing with people. I said, are you kidding? I work on it all the time. I always try to be better. I try to enhance what I do. Because if I enhance what I do, I will and what happens? You ready for this? Write this down, everybody. If I enhance what I do, I will enhance the results I get. Hello. So don't stay stuck. Number 9. Is that where we are? I get calls. I got blah, 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 blah. Work on areas you're weak on. Think of criticism as a teachable moment. I love that, too. By the way, one more thing about 8 I can share with you. I'm doing, a lot of you know I also teach, in fact, there are a number of you that are in some of my mastermind classes I'm teaching. I teach a Kryptonite Breakthrough Program mastermind class about mindsets and how things in our mind, how we hold ourselves back. We're our number one biggest problem. That's probably not new to a lot of you, but it's absolutely true. I had so many mind blocks. And it didn't matter how successful I was always kind of falling off the path. I mean, I wasn't being the best I could be, and I was fighting for that. I saw some things I didn't like, but even more so, there are things I didn't know. But that's not why I pursued something. So I went out and I did that. Well, today I have the honor that the person that had the major impact on me for 2.5 years, 3 years working on self-development work back in the late 30s, he is now partnering with me in coaching my advanced courses. Patrick Dean, some of you have heard of him. Oh, I'm blown away. What an honor. What a total honor. So what fun we have in our lives to learn from people, right? Be willing to work on areas that we just, even as much as we know we can know more. And surround yourself with those gurus that are really going to help make you even better. Number 9, cultivate grit. I guess Angela Duckworth wrote a book, Grit is Perseverance, Passion for a Long-Term Goal. I don't know if any of you have read this book yet. It's called The Power of Passion and Perseverance. I've never read her book, but you know what? I'm ordering it. So you'll probably get it on a book review on one of my Monday calls. It says break the concept into two components, the ability to stick with long-term goals and the ability to keep going despite. I think that's supposed to be a word, despite. Despite, sorry, it says deposit, a typo that didn't get corrected. Despite adversity. So we want to keep the ability to keep going despite adversity. How many of us stop the minute we come up against adversity? Wow. The word there is perseverance. Plug through it. Don't ever, never give up. Never give up. Number 10, set a new goal for every milestone you achieve. So in other words, as soon as you achieve a result that you had on your list of what you wanted to achieve, whether it's a goal you set in your business or your personal life or whatever, what do? You go out and celebrate, oh, I got the goal, and then you get lazy and you don't have any more? That's why I love the end of the year. I mean, not that I don't check them out throughout the year, but at the end of the year is always a refreshing time for me because I get to say, okay, what is 2021 going to look like? I already drafted what 2020 looks like, and I've surpassed some of those goals already halfway through. But I can't surpass a goal if I don't know what the goal is. I can't even have direction in my life if I don't know what my goals are. The goals give me, okay, that's the direction I'm going. That's what I want to create. That's what I'm going to create, right? So set our goals so that we know what direction we're going in. Yeah. And then overcoming adversity is easy because guess what we have? We have the goal. We have a goal. And as soon as I meet that goal, I set a new goal. One goal met, guess what? Next, it's an ongoing process. We don't go, yoo-hoo, I met my goal, and then that's the end of our life. I don't know about you guys, but I have a tendency, when I meet a goal, I have a tendency to believe in myself even more, and I set even more crazy goals. I want to push myself a little further. Kind of definition of my life. It's like, okay, I met that goal. Let's go to the next goal. Let's make the next goal. Let's get. And that's what you want to do. Every milestone, you don't sit there and celebrate and die. You sit there and say, okay, what's next? What's next? Notice successful people always set new goals. They're always ready to move that, roll that goal forward, roll that day forward. What's the next step? And I look at some of those incredible business leaders out there. Brendan Burchard is one of them. I read his book, and in fact, I reviewed it with all of you guys, right? And it was a phenomenal book, but I look at his life, and he's just, it's never ending. It's always the next level, the next level, the next level. It's great to see him operate the way he's operating on impacting people's lives because he has great material. So every milestone, set a new one. Always be in that goal-setting framework. And number 11, remember it takes time to be successful in anything. What's another word for that title of number 11? It's called patience. Oh, Mary Jo, but patience, I don't have any patience. I want it yesterday. You can't have it yesterday because yesterday's gone. Can you have it today or tomorrow? Yeah. But you can't ever give up. And you got to have that belief in yourself. Not meeting a goal isn't a failure. Not meeting a goal just means I need to tweak it, fine-tune it. I need to maybe a lot of our problems today in this business, as many businesses, the fact that we don't go out and search for help. Mentorship. Who's going to help you be the best you can be? A lot of you are doing a great job. You show up on the Monday morning call, so you get fed by Mary Jo. You show up on the Monday night call, so you get the Wendy Kramer and Paulette and Amanda show. You get the Thurisons. It's funny how all three of us are on the same day. I do want to put the stake in the ground and claim I've been on this Monday morning call for 25 years or so. So I don't think anyone can beat me out on that time. So they just joined me on Monday. I love Monday morning because you know what? I love to kick off. What? I love to kick off every week with something great, with some energy, momentum, with new knowledge, with new direction, picking up a few points so that it sets me in a in a path, on a path that's going to serve me for that week, right? That's why I like Mondays. If I do this on Friday, everybody goes on vacation over the weekend and they lose the content. So, but the idea is every time if we're not successful at one thing, tweak it, find out, talk to mentors, get it. It takes time to be successful at anything. Nothing worthwhile comes quickly and easily. Nothing worthwhile comes quickly and easily. Try writing a book. Good luck with that. Strenuous, time-consuming. It changes. It's ever-changing. It's like it's tweaking, just like I changed the whole gist of my book in one day yesterday because of my aha moment that I wanted to make sure was clearly expressed in the book, right? So it's just be ready. It's okay. No deadlines. We set deadlines on ourselves, and somehow we think they're ingrained in stone and we're a failure if we don't meet them. Are you kidding me? I don't care if my book gets pushed out for 6 months. What I just added to it will make a huge difference for people who read that book. And all I'm doing is writing it to make a difference. So who comes first, Mary Jo or the people who are going to read the book? Yeah. I want it to be the best. So, again, nothing comes quickly and easily. Be realistic about the time it takes to learn new information, implement it, and figure out how it actually works. And that we need to do because things are ever-changing, right? We know the world around us, whether it's regulations, whether it's people, whether it's things that we need to do. It's always changing. So when we get new techs, especially today, for those of you in my age bracket, you know, 60-plus, you know, sometimes I have people and they look at me and they go, they're just like lift their hands in the air. This technology world for them is just like from outer space, right? Now, I solve my problem around the outer space technology by having Lydia on staff with me because she's my technology guru because I don't care to learn all the ins and outs about it. I just know I need it. So I'm thankful I have her. So there's other ways to skin a cat besides stressing yourself out around technology. But there are tons of courses out there. There are lots of ways to learn it. Looking at Manatech Plus, that's a great tool. If you're not using it, you're really missing out. But it's about us what? Taking the time and understand that it takes time to learn new information, implementing it and figuring it out. Don't give up because there's one thing I guarantee you. When you give up, you're guaranteed to lose. So look at yourself right now and think about where have I given up in my business? Where have I given up? What have I given up on? And in some instances, maybe it's not, don't call it give up. Say, hey, Mary Jo, I tried that. I worked at it. I gave it my all. I gave it my best. I did everything possible, and it's not a tool that's going to work for me. Okay, great. Next. I'm not suggesting that we don't go through that process as well. We're all different. But don't give up because you get out of frustration or technology's over your head or blah, 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 or you go out there and you share with five people and none of them say yes, so you give up. I'm not talking to anyone else because I'm in depression. Are you kidding me? I'd be ecstatic. I just found out five ways it's not working. It's what did I learn from them saying no? There's always some nugget somewhere. The nugget might be just purely the fact that this isn't for everybody. Why do I think it has to be? Right? That's an assumption you make in your head, so you learn something. All right, everybody, that's it. Hopefully that helps you. Get out of that fixed mindset. Get into a growth mindset. You're here. You're creators. You're all creators. Create what you choose to create. So you got to get out of being stuck. Okay.
Mary Jo.
Questions? Yeah.
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
And just a thought, you are such a blessing to us on a Monday morning.
Thank
and this
you,
could be something for the Saturday training.
Oh.
And maybe it needs to be only maybe 2 Saturdays instead of all 4 because
okay.
We're trying to do eMERGE and we're trying to do this and we're trying to
Oh, yeah.
To learn
I get you guys.
Everything.
They're throwing everything but the chicken, I mean, the kitchen sink at you, right?
But maybe the first of every month, it could be personal growth like what you're helping us
oh,
with.
Oh, okay. That's a good
you know,
challenge.
That especially,
yeah.
especially if people are getting new people coming
uh-huh.
in that have never tried any of this before.
Yeah, perfect.
And that,
thank you.
Cause
perfect. Two times. Thanks for the suggestion. Listen, you guys, I have 11 o'clock meeting with corporate officers. Lydia's making me aware of. I'm supposed to be on Zoom right now, so I'm going to have to let you go. But if you have other suggestions, pass them on my way. I love your suggestion, Diane. Thank you so much. I will definitely keep that in mind and pass that on. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
have a great
you.
Week. Let's go make it happen.
How about
Bye, everyone.